She was one of the Ebens, came from Sita Ratakuli. Had trained to be savior of a banished Judy. Came down in a spaceship one December noon. She had a beautiful face and had a slender booty. But the fact is truly, humans ain't remorseful creatures. In societies, they suck into your thoughts like leeches. They support the preachers, but put the gospel second. Almost like the thoughts are begging for a second Armageddon. Like when the stars come crashing, some would say the carriage in. Came to rape the child, the man and so created Nephilim. And then the Anunnaki came with Zita watching on. Spoke to Noah through a flood on all until we conquered them. And I said we, cause they designed us to a primate. Added their own genes and multiplied it, then decided to teach us all the new until society would hide it and separate the truth until our minds became divided. When you find yourself 5 million miles from home, soaring through the galaxy, through space on the rolling stone, will you be able to stay yourself even when you are alone? Or worse, what if you're in a world where billions try to make you a clone? She had amazing powers, could decelerate the hours. Affected all around as she meditated louder. Had never graced a flower, but telepathy empowered. She knew more than all the humans, cause their heads were way too clouded. Astounded, she saw them having dreams like the Pharisees. Wondered all they saw on magazines, living barely pleased. Zita had a peak, shocked to learn she loved this shit. All these useless clothes that all these folks adorned their bodies with. She never thought that this system could attract us so. Her commander warned her not to listen, let the message go. Go with psychic powers and the riches and the cash and gold. Zita saw that soon she could be living with the best of both. Though they may class a rogue, but they wouldn't know for years. Still they come to pick her up and go home or show them fear. I may as well enjoy you while I'm here, Zita said. They told me it's a slippery slope, but I'll keep my step. When you find yourself 5 million miles from home, soaring through the galaxy, through space on the rolling stone, will you be able to stay yourself even when you are alone? Or worse, what if you're in a world where billions try to make you a clone? Now Zita wears dresses, stilettos and makeup. Had to pay for all she bought, so she got a day job. She's gotten hair at a salon that's down the street from her. People urging her to sleep with a neighbor that greeted her. It was sweet at first, this world she integrated with it. Had her feelings sprung, but then it curled her like a paperclip. Reprogrammed her slowly like computer systems. Lived too focused to notice her belief was missing. And since seeing ain't believing, but believing is seeing. She slowly lost her powers every evening when dreaming. Cause her dreams didn't have gratitude and light when she started. Cause all she dreamt about now was a life that she wanted. Haunted by the thoughts of more till she saw a sword coming out the sky after year four. She ran onto the field, jumped for joy, started screaming loud. But they replied,
no, you're a human being now.
Part of the grappling with the UFO mystery is going to lead to the conclusion that space is not an impermeable and insurmountable barrier to biology. That in fact, planets are islands. And life does occasionally wash in from distant places, and if conditions are correct, can take hold.
When you find yourself 5 million miles from home, soaring through the galaxy, through space on the rolling stone, will you be able to stay yourself even when you are alone? Or worse, what if you're in a world where millions try to make you a clone?